Hey, hey, hey.
What's up?
We are here. Yes.
Ready to go. I invited Irie.
Yes. All right. Where's Irie? Where Miguel?
Oh, she says she's ready.
She ready. Everything Irie now. Yes.
Everything Irie.
Come on, Miguel. Get in here. We are getting ready to do this tea talk on a Tuesday.
I cannot with you.
Yes, girl.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, there Miguel is.
Hi.
Hey, my girl.
All right, y'all. So all of us are here. For namesake, we're just gonna introduce ourselves. So for this podcast, my name gonna be Cece. That's
hey,
it.
Hey,
got me Kiki today.
Kiki is here.
Okay. Miss Kiki is in the building.
Yes. Kiki is ready for the TT.
Yes, hunty.
Now, call me La Bougie Bruja.
La Bougie. Well, we've been just shouting out everything, Irie. So,
yes.
Oh, that's fine. You can call
hey,
me
Irie. Megan.
She got that accent. She wouldn't stop.
Wagwan, Megan.
Everything, Irie.
So, today's tea time, we're talking about it. We're going to talk about this coronavirus, get it out the way, out of our system, because this is going to be the first and the last time you're going to hear us talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Point blank, period. So, let's just talk about what's going on, ladies. Like, what's been going on in your city? What have y'all been experiencing? What have y'all been seeing?
Well, as you know, I'm in Bradenton, Sarasota, Florida, where there's probably about a few hundred cases out here now. There hasn't been too much media hoopla or anything like that. The nurse that was apparently exposed to a patient that tested positive, she sub-quarantined herself the first day that it happened, and her child. So it hasn't been too much here. I mean, we went to the stores the other day. For the most part, like any other place, toilet paper towels out. Right. Stores like Winn-Dixie and Dollar Tree were pretty stocked up. So we were able to still be able to get, you know, our stuff that we normally would get for meals and stuff like that. So it hasn't been too crazy, but the roads have been pretty freaking clear because this city is pretty buzzing all the time. So to really only see 5 o'clock traffic from the people getting off from work is a difference.
Oh, it's been like that here too. What about you, Irie? How have you been experiencing things in Cali?
So I'm in California. I'm in Huntington Beach, and so far I've gone to the store a few days ago, and there was like some stuff. There's absolutely no alcohol though. Like 91.75% alcohol. There's no alcohol. But there was like some tissue paper, some wipes, like a little bit, but not very much. Traffic wise, you know, I am near LA, so there is a little bit of traffic, but not as much as there normally is. I did check the Amtrak and they will not be shutting it down. It'll still be written, but they have taken extra precautions, like, you know, sanitation and cleaning and, you know, everyone washing their hands and make sure they cough into their elbows and shit, and not to go out if, you know, you're feeling ill. But
that's
still
definitely open. Being branded into our brains. I feel like I've been seeing that everywhere lately. For me, y'all know I'm in Rhode Island. And let me just say, and being a mom too, it feels a little hectic out here. Like every 5 minutes on my phone, I'm getting some news update on the coronavirus. Our mall shut down. Wow. Everything's shutting down. Like there's no traffic. There's no school. There's no daycare. Like there's a lot going on. And when I tell y'all, you said Dollar Tree had it. Irie, you said, you know, some stores have some tissue. When I tell y'all we are out. I have even done, like, you know how you can go online and locate the stores near you and see what they have? I did that. they're nothing's in stock. Amazon is out of stock. This is a problem.
So crazy.
Like, we all need to live. Can y'all just stop taking the toilet paper, please?
Okay. Like, I'm gonna wipe my booty too.
Yeah, like,
no, I've considered getting like a bidet. Or
I
like
think that's
even
on
like,
everybody's mind, like just making sure they can like rinse after they do the dang thing in the bathroom.
Okay.
So what I've been like what I know about the coronavirus and like what we've been told about the coronavirus. So from what I've gathered, it ain't worse than the flu. I'm just saying. They say it came from China. I feel like there's a lot of conspiracy theories and dogma all related to that. And some of it resonates with me and some of it doesn't. At the same time, I really don't feel like it does matter how it happened, but we all know how it happened and why it happened.
Yes.
We're not stupid. For those of us, you know, that have been doing our spiritual work, we understand what the heck is going on. For those of us that are asleep, y'all the ones panicking, buying up all the
toilet paper.
No, and for real, like, it makes me sad because honestly, like, I've seen posts about, you know, like, moms, they don't have formula for their children. They don't have wipes for their children. Like,
I went and bought Ari a doctor the other day and I was like, I gotta buy extra diapers. Like, I gotta buy extra shit. Thank God I live next to a corner store. That's what I will say, because my corner store is stocked with everything that I need.
Okay.
So,
because I live down in... I live walking distance from a Dollar General and 7-Eleven, and they've been pretty well stocked over here. So it's like, you know, we went up to Aldi and Publix and Winn-Dixie and got everything we needed. And Winn-Dixie was on top of it. They were making sure, like, the meat area was stocked up. One of the other things I did notice a lot of, too, was, like, a lot of the plant-based foods were... still sitting there, and it was just like, wow.
And mad vitamins, like there's mad vitamins and mad, like,
I was actually shocked when I saw that deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, like all of that stuff was like still in stock. I was like, seriously,
because
like I really only had to go out.
That's why.
Yeah, because I'm like,
you
want to
know what? You know what was still in stock that should have been bought out?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Yeah, why
there's like,
no telescope. Now, out here, that's one thing I noticed that was sold out a lot was dish soap and hand soap. We barely got like the last bottle of bleach cleaner, and I mean, it's just, I don't know, but from what I have been gathering too, like the reason why this whole toilet paper and paper towel thing have been coming up is like this thing about Operation Mockingbird, and apparently it's like supposed to be like some secret campaign by the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA. It had begun in the 1950s, and they were paying like basically put these journalists on their payroll to go out and report fake news and see how the general public will react to it. So what they're doing this time is, instead of telling people like we're running out of dry food, canned goods and things like that, they put the focus on toilet paper and paper towels, so that way people are not in the store.
And hand sanitizer.
Right, like imagine how many people, if they would have said something about food, how many people would have been in the store stockpiling food like that, and then you have people out here not able to get food. Then
and
you
know what's crazy? They're buying all
penny.
That food, and that food's gonna go to waste because everything got an expiration date. So why are you
exactly.
buying up everything? Chill out.
Like here, like over here, we got a deep freezer. So it's like we got a deep freezer, we got a freezer, but we're not over.
But most people
doing
are still
it,
drinking
you know?
Milk and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
and it's like
shit out of luck, buddy.
Okay, and that's not gonna even help you either, because like, if you know anything about Dr. Sebi, like he even told you about like drinking milk. Dairy milk anyway, about how the body, if you have mucus in the body, you're gonna have disease, period. If
Girl,
there's mucus present in the
trust
body.
Me,
so
that is for we're gonna do that a whole nother tea time. We're gonna
okay,
break down
so,
because
you
the
know,
world needs to get with it.
So like as a person who doesn't do too much dairy, like I'm one of those people barely gets I haven't been sick in like the last time I got sick was like the tail of 2016. I hadn't even been sick for 10 years prior to that. So it's
yeah,
just like when
sick.
These colds and stuff, like just so y'all know, the common cold is a coronavirus, people. Let's call the coronavirus what it really is. It's SARS-2. And it's just basically a second strain of the SARS virus. It is probably not as harmful as the SARS virus, but it's the flu is more deadlier than that. Most of you all probably had the flu. You probably had a cold before all of this happened, and you're probably being misdiagnosed. I've never had the flu, so I don't even know what it looks like, feels like. I had it when I was
a lot younger, but that was it. And I never got the flu shot.
As a 2-3-year-old, but like as an adult, like even as a teenager, I never had the flu. And I could be around a person that, you know, is feverish or whatever. They say, oh, it's highly contagious when they have a fever. I've been around people in that phase, but based on me keeping a pretty decent diet, I wouldn't say I have a very healthy diet, but I have a decent diet that helps keep my immune system boosted, you know? So when cold season comes around and flu season comes around, I'm like, I'm unbothered, honey. I got my fruits, my veggies, my herbs, all of that over here.
Use it, exactly. And that's why everybody needs to remain calm. We need to calm the beep down, for real.
Calm your tits, calm your memory. Don't have a rack attack, people.
Stop feeding into the fear tactic in the media. Like,
yes.
The media is like just pushing all these things down our throats to make us panic. Like, and we just fall for it.
Fear,
like, and you know what's crazy?
Don't make your immune system break down.
Spiritually, I'm okay. Like, I know. I tell myself every day, I'm immune to all diseases, viruses, whatever the hell they throw at me.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, this is God body. I don't care about Wendy's every day. I'm immune. Shit. But
you over here, God like, body, why I put down this double
cheeseburger? And people are like really accepting that as a reality, and they're like, oh my God, like the media is telling us all the people that are dying. What about the people that are surviving? But the media keeps also talking about old people too. Like, we got to understand what's going on. And maybe if all the people that was the quote unquote, because I remember a couple years ago, there was like this health hype. Maybe if y'all mofos really stuck to what you was trying to do and got healthy, you wouldn't be worrying right now.
Right? Like,
toilet paper is not going to save you from the coronavirus.
Like, what you going to do? Wrap your body in it and be like,
wrap your face in it? Like, what you doing? That's just not going to help you. I'm tired of it.
Ooh, your toilet paper outfit is
No,
because
you know when you like a certain brand, like you like the way the toilet paper feels. It's not too thick, so don't clog up your toilet. Like, I like a certain brand and it's all gone.
Like, girl, you look cute in your little toilet paper outfit over there. I see you, girl.
I'm about to go back to the old days. It's about to be warm outside. We using a hose. That's it. So next we got to talk about, ladies, we have to talk about this. That TikTok coronavirus challenge. She got a really bad reaction anyways from it. But I was just like, what?
What an idiot.
My husband said that to me. I'm like, who would want to start a trend like that?
Why?
So a lot of people said she did it for clout, but my thing is, why would you want to be known for licking a toilet?
I'm sorry. I think she cleaned that toilet before she licked it, because nobody's that
I do too.
Nobody's that dumb.
No, yes, she had to. But ain't nobody in their right mind for to just go up in no bathroom and lick no freshly. Somebody's got their ass.
Or licking doorknobs. I've seen somebody licking a doorknob. What is y'all doing? Let me remind y'all, though, these are not people of color. And we're talking about all people of color.
Yes, color, melanated.
I just want to make
those
that
of
note
us
because
that can stand in the sun.
I'm not even gonna be funny. You won't see no black person licking no doorknobs unless they smoke crack. That's it. That's, you ain't seeing that.
Like, and I don't even think then they gonna do it. They gonna be like, they'll probably lick some toes before they lick their donut.
I'm done with you. But no, because I know Irie be on TikTok with her little cute little TikTok.
Okay, I be seeing it. But I can't get with these
Hey, you
ads.
Know what? They have cool ass.
Yeah, they do. But I'm old as shit. I don't know how to work.
Yeah, I'm older. We in our 30s. So it's like,
I wish I feel like I'm falling behind times, like with music and everything.
But you know what? I will tell you, TikTok, there is a lot of teenagers on there, you know, like 12, 13, that's, 14.
That's what where the damn Tide Pod challenge came from. You know what? We ain't even gonna foods eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, that's what you were talking TikTok. About.
They were because eating of fucking TikTok. Pods. They were detergent. Eating Tide Pods because of a damn TikTok challenge. That's why people need to, like, at this time, people, like, y'all really need to.
Just to interject, where were their parents while they were eating these Tide Pods?
Okay. Where was Jimmy and Sarah when you were eating?
I hate you. Oh my God. I mean,
where was Sandra and Jonathan?
Let me just repeat this. People, please don't try no coronavirus challenges. If your ass is sick, stay home. Don't go around nobody. I don't care if you get all crazy in the house and got jungle fever. Stay your ass inside.
You better go your ass outside and run a few laps in the yard and take your ass back in the house.
You know what I was reading too, which I found really interesting? I was reading about this study that they did like back in the 1980s. When there was a real bad like influenza epidemic, and they said it's actually not to promote people going out when they're sick, but you know, not being, obviously don't go around crowds of people, but you should get outside in the sun. The patients that were outside in the sun healed faster than the patients that stayed inside.
Because here's the thing about
the vitamin D.
Cause here's we gonna stop calling it coronavirus. It's called SARS-CoV-2, people. We gonna call it what it really
that's
is.
Long.
SARS.
I'm just gonna call it SARS.
SARS Junior. SARS Junior. This is SARS all over.
Blue
again.
SARS.
Blue.
Well, that sounds like a
album coming soon.
Blue SARS.
Mixtape dropping this summer.
See, this is that air game shit. Gang gang.
First track on the album. I got that Rona.
Guess, oh my gosh, shut up. I'm done with it.
Featuring MERS.
And influenza. Let's get it.
One of my strays is called the Common Cove.
Ooh. Oh my God. Oh my God.
But oh my God. But for real though, but one of the things that they were saying about the coronavirus, like, it doesn't like the heat. So for those of us that live in warm climates, like, I highly recommend getting outside, getting at least like, you know, a good 10, 20, 30 minutes of sun to get that immune system up. Because you got to think about it, the sun is a natural source of vitamin D. So you're going to get natural energy from it. It's going to make you want to like be active and stuff like that. If you can't stand the heat, try to get out there like as early in the morning as possible. Stay directly in it. I mean, for those of us that can stand it, you can sun gaze about 10 seconds, you know,
at
whatever.
Sunset or sunrise. Yeah. That's the best
depending
time
on how, yeah. Depending on however you feel, like,
don't be looking at the sun in the middle.
Okay, just please don't be out there at 12 noon and then you come back to me talking about, but Kiki, I'm blind now. I didn't tell you to go out there.
Not to be funny, but you know how you say, you just said coronavirus don't like the heat, right? My husband was talking the other day. He was like, what if the coronavirus turned into the T virus? Because we was watching this Asian zombie show on Netflix called The Kingdom. And them motherfucking zombies could not stand the heat. Like, they did not like it. So I think it's pretty funny that these viruses can't stand the heat. Are we getting ready for a zombie apocalypse?
Like, okay, like, what is happening, honey? Because I'm ready. I'm scrapped. We ready over here.
Dude, I've already watched, you know, we've already watched all the zombie shows. What was it? The Walking Dead, all that. So I know how to make weapons. I've watched Z-Nation. I'm ready for that.
Ain't got time. I got a whole survival knife over here. I got a gun. I have a golf club. I have two golf clubs. I have a baseball bat. And the rest of the house got guns, baseball bats, and that too. We good.
Oh, and we got the voodoo and the hoodoo and the
brujo. Okay. Yes, child.
And the brujia.
Message over here, ready to go. God, my God's my jaws ready. I will put the corona in a jar.
I'm done. She said I will put the corona in. Oh God, don't start with me. I can't even breathe as it is. This is what these freaking things are gonna be. I can't breathe the whole time. I sound like an old ass man because I can't breathe. Oh my God. All right, let's rein it in. Let's talk about prevention methods, ways to boost your immune system. Let's get into that. So I know we all took a few notes, so I'm curious to see on what foods we all got. So let's see. I'll list one off. Y'all tell me if you got this food.
All right.
So citrus fruits, obviously. Yes. Vitamin C, and vitamin C increases the production of white blood cells.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I so got all those.
The grapefruits, the oranges,
lemons,
lemons, limes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Lemon thyme.
Yes. Oh,
delicious.
Yeah, stop.
How about, did you get, do you got citrus too, Erie?
I got mostly herbs.
Oh, okay, you did herbs. Okay.
Okay.
I added herbs.
Right.
So I got, let me see, what you got cabbage over there?
Oh, you know what? You little vixen, you know I don't. But tell me about the cabbage, girl. I love cabbage. You know.
Yes, girl. You know, cabbage is good for your antioxidants, girl. Yeah, it's one of your leafy greens. It's one of your leafy greens. Me just got done eating some a few minutes ago. So, you know, it's a leafy green. And, of course, you know, it's good for your vitamin C, your protein, in your carbs. You'll be all right.
Mm. Yes. Carbs. I didn't know that cabbage was a carb, and it's a good carb.
Yes, darling.
I love me some cabbage. Cabbage is delicious. Wow. Okay.
You can, mm-hmm. What you got over there?
I got red bell peppers.
Me too.
Because they contain, they said it contains twice as much vitamin C. Mm-hmm. They're also a rich source of beta carotene, which also helps keep your eyes and skin healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to look beautiful.
Yes, darling. We have to keep it together. Have to keep it cute, honey.
So you and Erie gonna do the herbs because I ain't got no herbs. So what food you? What's your next food? All
right. So I got oregano.
Oregano.
Yeah, you can make a tea using oregano.
Really? I've never had oregano tea.
Mm-hmm. You can steep it just like you would any loose leaf tea. It's actually one I do every once in a while to help clean the gut. So
you could probably put some mint in there too, huh? Some peppermint.
You can
something?
Do mint. Mm-hmm. Mint is another one. Turmeric.
I got turmeric. Yep, I got ginger too. Hey, garlic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What you got over there, Erie girl? I don't want to tell Irie.
I know. What's up, Irie?
So I have chamomile.
Got it.
The all-purpose herb has been used to treat everything from loss of appetite to irregular periods to bronchitis to worms.
To worms?
I also have this. Yeah.
Yes, God.
In some countries, it is mixed into a. It's mixed into a poultice and applied to open wounds in order to prevent gangrene. Mm-hmm. So you can brew it in a tea, blend with witch hazel, and apply it to skin. Make a mouthwash.
Okay.
And then I have this other one. It's called Golden Seal.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I like that with echinacea roots.
It says has been used in medical applications for several centuries. While it may be taken internally, this should be really be done with caution. Pregnant women should not ingest.
Yeah, it's another thing. Make sure y'all check with y'all doctors first. Don't take anything we're saying without checking with your physician.
Yes.
Yeah, so all of these herbs that I'm, like, mentioning are, you can find them in learnreligions.com. Mm-hmm. And it's an entire list of them. But yeah, it says you can boil the leaves in water to make an antiseptic wash to treat the skin. The root can be used to make an eye wash. Keep Garden Seal handy in your medical cabinet to clean up minor wounds and abrasions.
Wow, we just get everything from the earth, huh?
Okay. And don't forget, I have a few teas that you can do. Ginger tea, chamomile tea, mint tea, and lavender tea. And make sure you get your spinach.
Yeah, your spinach. I got spinach because it's rich in vitamins. It's packed with antioxidants, vitamin A.
Yes.
Yogurt, too. Mm-hmm. Yogurt keeps your immune system good. Yes. Just make sure it says live, active cultures.
Yes. And then do coconuts and coconut oil because coconut in all its forms is a superfood. So it has been shown for antimicrobial and killing fungus and bacteria. I actually do a oil pool with it in the mornings before I brush my teeth. And my toothpaste that I use has coconut oil in it. It's a charcoal based toothpaste. It's called Hello.
That's what I use.
But it has
Oh my God. Yes, yes, I love the toothpaste.
Yes. So my king put me on that like a year ago.
Yeah, coconut oil pulling is actually really good for your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You do that. Yep, you do that. I used to do it. I do that every morning. A tablespoon of coconut oil. Swish it around. Swish it around your mouth.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. But
don't spit it in your drink.
I'm going to brush my teeth. Yes.
Because it has a lot of toxins.
Spit
in
the toilet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you want to do berries like blueberries, raspberries, strawberries,
papaya,
blackberries. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And also, apples, I thought it was interesting. They said green tea because it has flavonoids. And something called EGCG, which is like, I can't say that word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say kiwis, sunflower seeds as well. It has phosphorus, magnesium, vitamin B6, and it's high in vitamin E. And you know what else I thought was interesting? Because spiritually, what I've been told is shellfish lowers your vibrational frequency. They said that crabs, clams, lobsters, mussels, they're packed with zinc. But you just gotta, you know, women are only supposed to take 8 milligrams
Moderate.
And men are supposed to take 11. You can't have too much zinc. Zinc is not good for you if it's too much.
Yes.
So I thought it was interesting that shellfish though, because spiritually you're like, you know, don't eat shellfish, it lowers your vibration. But I guess a little crab legs won't hurt you and then.
You
we want to be bougie.
You know, not too much. Just a little
lobster
tail
this summer. If the grocery store is not closed.
Little sprinkle. Right?
Yo,
little
they ruined my summer, man. That's it. Razzle dazzle. I'm starting it. Revolution.
Listen, because it's supposed to be a hot
girl summer for
me. So. Trying to be out here in these
booty
beaches.
Shorts.
Showing at. And so I also want to give you all, if y'all got your pen, paper out, I want to give you a natural tea remedy I make every year for allergy seasons for those of us who suffer with allergies, because ain't nobody got time to be in public trying to hold in a sneeze and a checkout because
and you don't
want
the CDC.
You got the Rona.
Looking at your ear like
coming through with they hazmat suits. I'm like,
What's wrong with you?
Like it is sprummer in Florida and it is all kinds of stuff floating in the air, honey. I'm sneezing. Damn. Don't worry, it's allergies. I'm good. So I'm getting ready to whip this up more than likely tomorrow. But you're gonna need either a large pot or a stock pot. It makes this amount, it will make you about should last you for about a week, and you want to drink it 2 times a day. It can be drank cold or hot. So what you want to do is get yourself 6 lemons, slice them, get 1 ginger root, slice it, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and a teaspoon of paprika. And what you're going to do is you'll bring it to a boil and you can keep it stored in your pot if you want to. It can be put in the fridge and drink it 2 times a day. I usually drink it first thing in the morning and some point in the day, like in the afternoon. If you drink it every day, twice a day, you'll start to notice that you're not going to need over-the-counter allergy medicines, because the thing about turmeric, ginger root, cayenne pepper, and paprika is that all of those being spices, it actually helps with inflammation. It drains the sinuses in a much easier way. Plus, of course, you put your lemon in there and your honey. The honey is a natural antihistamine as well. So this, I started doing this about back in 2015 when I moved back to Florida from Nevada. And it's pretty much helped me ever since then. I've probably this year was like the first time I actually had to buy some over-the-counter allergy medicines because I didn't have the ingredients on hand at the time to make it, but I'll be making it tomorrow. So, but yeah, that really has helped me. It's going to have your ears tingling, your throat's going to tingle, like everything, because it's basically, because you have to think about it, like allergies are an autoimmune disease in a way. But this is a natural way to help that for those of us who can't take Benadryl in the daytime.
I just don't like knock this out. like taking that thing. It's gross.
I don't either. And also white rum and lemon juice, twice. But you only need like a small cat full. You don't need no more than a cat full.
I could just take a nip.
All right.
That just make me feel good on day mine.
All that good.
May I go again? It's almost time. We have rum, coconuts. I'd be over here on the beach. Come on, my girl. Irie, get your ass over here to Florida, girl. Both of you come down. Let's do
my
it.
My sister actually is. She lives in Miami.
So, what else? This is important too, guys. So, we were going to talk about people capitalizing off of everything going on. Just with product.
Be careful of the folks in the conscious community that's going to be over here. Somebody got these herbs. It's going to heal you. No. What you need to do is make sure you're researching. Ask them what ingredients are used. So that way you're able to go and find out what the herbs are, because there are those people who have autoimmune diseases like sickle cell and things like that. And some of those herbs may be counterintuitive to what you're doing. So you don't want to get yourself...
You can't do that.
Yeah. Because you can't stop taking your meds. You know, especially... I mean, of course, doctors are not going to be very forthcoming when you go into the holistic way of it. But you just have to be really careful with what you're doing. Google is free, people.
I'm just saying.
It's 2020. All information is made available.
Nobody asked me to make a coronavirus jar. I don't do that. I'm not doing no coronavirus ritual. I'm not doing no damn coronavirus jar. Nothing.
I ain't doing shit. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't hear about it.
Tough. It is not my reality. And that's the next point we wanted to make. Stop making this your reality.
Yeah. Because y'all focusing so much of your energy on it, you're doing nothing but manifesting it even more. That's what they want. Collective manifestation. They know how the mind works. For those of us that are very well aware, I'm gonna need y'all to stop posting y'all woke conspiracy theories all over Facebook, please. And thank you. Half y'all are sound asleep over you here talking crazy.
I just feel like everyone should really just relax. I'm taking the train on Thursday. I'm not worried at all. I feel relatively safe. I wash my hands. I'm not gonna touch my face, and I'm gonna go on about my day. But you know, like Markeisha, she has a point. Like, the more you think about this stuff, you're making it your reality. Like, there's millions. Think about how many people are thinking of the Rona right now. And they're all just manifesting.
What is it? Italy's locked down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's been like so many, like, especially what's so funny is like how this virus became a pandemic right around the time of a presidential election, which we've seen happen in history.
People,
so
please
many
go
times
out and
now,
vote.
People, like,
I'm telling you, just go out and vote.
Please.
I don't care who you vote for. Just vote.
And I mean, it's just like, just do it. Because it's just really sad. Like, they have to go through these drastic measures. The way I'm looking at it, it's like history repeating itself. It's the 1920s Great
Depression.
But you
know why? That's
all
because
over
people,
again.
These people were raised by people with lack mindset, with poverty consciousness, with you know, karmic chip passed down and all those issues.
Yes.
So that's why everybody's acting out.
Yes. And I've been seeing people like bashing those that people that, you know, are typically used to the finer life. Like, someone like literally went and made a paragraphical post on my newsfeed, like, oh y'all, I bet those noodles in the cup is hitting now. I bet this hamburger helper and this. Like, what I'm really tired of are like the alkaline vegans or the vegetarians, all these self-righteous, I've been eating healthy before all this, coming over here talking crap. I don't want to hear it, because most of y'all food was fertilized with cow manure, so you're still eating meat, baby. I don't want to hear it.
But
shut
that's
up.
The thing, like,
half
people,
shit gotta
if
be
you
produced
so woke, you
with...
wouldn't be judging nobody. Everybody's doing their own thing and their own experience.
Yeah, like... you be trying to figure out ways to make it's much superior. Better for yourself, because this thing here that's going on, like, listen, universally, time is about to stop. We got that time frame to where we can sit down, gather our damn thoughts, meditate, people. It's time to grow, time to elevate, time to evolve as a people. Like, the way I'm looking at this is, like, there are going to be people that ain't going to get to that next level, and those of us that are just transcending, and we, like, look, at this point, there's nothing we can do for you. This whole new world order thing, the way people think of it, it's like, stop looking at it at the way that you have been reading it in these fictional books. The new world order's been here. We've been in the age of Aquarius since December 21st, 2012, when everybody lost their damn mind, thinking that the world was going in. We had a polar shift, baby, and we woke up, everybody, collectively.
We need to get back to being up,
but some of y'all are still sustainable.
Like, we need to be able to be, like, not dependent on the government, and on the grocery stores and things like that. And we need to be humble. We need to take care of our herd.
Get you some goats so you can get you some... Right, like, y'all need to chill. Like, all of y'all freaking out because you ain't gonna be able to travel. You gotta be at home with your children.
All those fossil fuels and all that dumb shit is not being executed into the air like that. Like, it's good. And people need to learn how to be present with, like, their children and mother, and here and now, and appreciate it here and now, what you have now. Period.
Like, as a former teacher, it's like, it's to a point that a lot of stuff that parents be swearing up and down needs to be taught in school. Y'all have that opportunity to teach that at home right now. Stop talking about, well, we need to bring home economics back into the schools and this, that. Yeah. Baby, you wash clothes every day. You do your taxes every year. You do this stuff every day. Why do you feel that a teacher has to use their 8 hours of their work day to teach your child something that you could teach them at
home? That's why everybody up in a frenzy too, because most people don't teach their kids to wash their hands and do all that.
They don't. And people will sit up here and be like, it's all in the classroom. No, it's not. It starts at home. I used to get really sick of that. Like, as a former teacher, this is probably why I don't teach anymore now, because I had to deal with parents like that, you know? Like, come on, y'all. Like, let's get our lives together, people. Like,
and you made a good point, too. Growing crops, people, I just want to let everybody know before we end this episode and we end with our ending thoughts. A really smart thing to start doing, guys. We're all worried about the grocery store. Start buying seeds. Start learning how to grow your own food. Take initiative. We got
now's
YouTube.
A good time to you be know what if the electricity lettuce, went tomatoes. Out?
What if they took us off the grid? Everybody gonna be in a freaking panic because they're gonna have no access to their damn phone. They phone. So make sure you get you some pigeons too. You better train them mofos. Better get you a few horses.
Better get you a few head wigs, honey.
Better get with it. Everybody better get with it. Something get real Western.
And if you...
I'm going to get Manny from Washington.
Yeah, I'll be sending out... No,
because my ass done like already looked.
I'm going to send owls. I'll be sending Erie an owl. Here, my Keisha here.
Yeah, I'm gonna train my 9 cats, you know, like push me on a fucking little wagon or something.
I can see Irie ass now laying on the floor with a cat.
No, I'm just seeing all
her,
the
like,
cats like
heal me.
A dog
I have
and she's like they're like pulling
her. Right. Hey, that would be whipping awesome. I would.
Whipping the cat somehow all
let's
way.
Go regal feline.
I'm gonna just take the two dogs.
Yeah, right.
Here.
Them cats ain't taking you nowhere. They're gonna be laying there like,
what?
They gonna make you look at you like, what happened?
Ooh. Right, right. For real.
And they gonna look at y'all. They gonna start doing that damn cat talk. They be all right.
I'm dead. Y'all kill me. Oh my god. So, and what are some ending thoughts? You know, wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Don't touch face. Wash your ass too. Shit. I hope all y'all asses that don't wash your legs
feet.
In the shower.
Don't wear
wash your ass
house.
Get the coronavirus. Please.
Wipe.
Okay. Yeah, take your shoes off. Leave them outside. Yes. Like, make sure you wash it. If you have washer and dryer at home,
stay 12
wash your clothes
feet away
on a daily basis, you know, because being, yes, yes. And if you have babies, if you're pregnant,
do not bring my baby
home. Don't try to go to work.
I'm the only one that goes in.
Please stay at home. Yeah. And I mean, for the most part, like, y'all just get y'all frequency up too.
Oh yeah,
that's another thing we forgot to
raise
tell people.
It
get y'all frequencies up. This is a perfect time
and read some songs.
Sit your ass down, learn how to meditate. What? Learn how to meditate, read you some psalms, get in touch with your ancestors. This is
the
perfect time to
chakras,
get your spiritual life
get it together people. For like real. It's about yes. Damn time. Stop making excuses. Stop time. Being a procrastinator. I don't want to hear no complaints if you ain't doing no work. Period.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Because don't come asking me
nothing. Nada.
For nothing. I'm going to charge your ass $1,000 for my information. Thank you.
I'm done.
Irie, my girl, what else you have to say for the people then?
Just, you know, a lot of, I'm going to send everyone out there. I'm going to pray for you guys, send some positive vibrations. You know, take care of yourself. Don't freak out, but just be careful.
And stop buying all the goddamn toilet paper. Take
paper.
And
all
the damn
alcohol.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, what? I'm not going to throw my shoe at your ass. Come on now. Yeah.
With head wrap.
Just no child.
Well, thank y'all all right. For listening. I want to thank my yes. Wonderful co-host, my other admins. If y'all don't know, yes. We on Facebook, La Bougie Conjure Coven. You can look us up. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you listen. Also, make sure you favorite Miss Irie and Miss Kiki's, you know, profile. Hello.
Yes, our podcast, darling. I'll be doing styling sessions every once in a while, getting your wardrobes together.
And this is just the beginning as well. We're going to have a lot more podcasts going on into
yes,
a bunch
and if you
of
have
different
any
subjects,
recommendations,
religions.
Make sure you message us, reach out. We would love to hear your ideas about what you want us to talk about, what you want to hear about. If you know what tea is going on, what tea we need to be sipping on, please let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks for the support. Love y'all.
To be here. Love you guys.
Yes.
Peace and blessings.